Thank you for choosing Keystone First Member Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant.
Чтобы получить помощь по-русски, скажите русский.
Para asistencia en español, diga español.
If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Member?
All right. How may I help you? Say things like, I need help renewing my Medicaid coverage. I need an ID card. I want to change my doctor. Or, I need transportation.
Authorization for home care?
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your ID number. This information is on your plan ID card. Say or enter numbers only.
001-5749773.
That's 001-5749773. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right, please say your date of birth. You can say the date is October 22, 1982 or enter it on your keypad using 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the day, and 4 digits for the year.
December 13, 1969.
All right, and finally, please say or enter your 5-digit zip code.
19139.
Thank you for confirming your information, Rhonda. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Diamante. May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Stella calling from Family First Home Care. I have Rhonda Gay on the line, a member of yours.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Ms. Gay, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Ms. Gay, do you have your member ID number, ma'am?
The number, like, on my insurance card thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you mean the Medicaid ID?
No, so the Medicaid
or
ID...
Or just my member ID.
Okay, well, realistically, it could be either or, but the member ID would be on her ID card for Keystone.
Rhonda, do
yeah,
you have
I
it
have
with
it.
You?
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting it now.
Oh.
Okay, and ma'am from Family Services, you say your name is what again, I'm sorry?
My name is Stella.
Okay, Stella. All right, Stella. All right.
I can just give you her Medicaid ID. I have that if you need it.
Okay,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find it. This is crazy.
Can you look it up with a Medicaid ID?
Yes.
I know okay. It's,
So, Rhonda, I'll give him your Medicaid ID, okay? So you don't need to look.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 001-5749773.
Perfect. And, Rhonda, what's your date of birth?
12-13-69.
And do you give Stella permission to speak with us and on your behalf during this call?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So how can I assist you two today?
We have a few things that we would like to discuss. First, Rhonda wants to switch her service coordinator, and she would like to speak with her supervisor if that's possible because she had some things with her. And then we would also want to check about authorization for her home care services. She needs more hours, and she wants to send the authorization to Family First Home Care, as she has an aide that's signing up for Family First.
Okay, so we can definitely try to look into both of those things. I just need to ask a few quick questions to make sure we got certain things on her account accurate enough today. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
So first, what should your address be that we have on file?
6120 Lucas Street, Philadelphia, PA 19139. That's apartment B.
Okay. So we got a different one. Would you like me to update that?
You have a different what, address?
Yes, ma'am.
The 2095 Carver?
What's the rest of it?
I know it was 19122, I believe. I moved 11 months ago.
Okay, yeah. So that hasn't been updated now. So would you like to update that now?
Well, I did everything on my end. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a moment. So I'll ask you that information in just a second. Okay, yes, ma'am. So what is the new address?
6120 Locust Street, Suite D, Apartment B, Philadelphia, PA 19139.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. So you said 6120 Lucas Street, Suite
mm-hmm.
B, Apartment B, and you said what was the zip code?
19139.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, perfect. I put that
mm-hmm.
in. And what should your phone number be that we have on file, ma'am?
445-310-4005.
Okay, so, yeah, we got a different one for that, too. Would you like me to update that as well?
Wow. Yes.
Okay, so give me just a moment. And do you want that as a home number or the cell phone number?
It's the home number, but I'm not understanding why my address and everything isn't in there and the worker came out here before and everything.
I'll explain to you in just
That's
a minute
crazy.
Probably why that happened. It probably
okay.
has something to do with state Medicaid, but I'll explain to that later.
Okay.
Let me see something. Okay. All right. So let's start off first concerning the
mm-hmm.
case coordinator or the caseworker. What I can
yeah.
do with that is because that would be handled by the what department? The PCC department. So what I can do for
yeah.
that one is I can give you their number, and at the end of the call, I can directly transfer you to them, just because that's not my department. So for that, so give me just a few moments so I can get the information for that.
Okay.
Just because I wouldn't have the ability to get in contact with any of the supervisors there. Give me just a moment. Okay, so I have the PCC department number right here. Let me know whenever you two are ready.
Okay.
Rhonda, I'll take it down for you.
Okay.
So what is it?
So that's 855.
Okay.
49.
I couldn't hear what. 855?
Yes, 349.
349, okay.
62.
Okay.
80.
6280. Okay, I got it down.
Yes. Yes, and that's the personal care coordinator line, which is also part of rapid response. So
and you said I can call them and ask them to switch my work because we had a nasty argument, and at this point I don't feel comfortable. She felt very disrespected, and I told her, basically, I've been calling her since last month while she was on vacation, and I even called her on vacation day, and she just keep giving me the runaround, and she like, the best I can do is next month. Like, I'm receiving chemo now. That's how quick they had to do it all the way until January, and they told me I get three different chemos every Monday. So my third one will be this Monday coming up, and it makes my immune system get weaker and weaker. I already have two slip discs in my back, and I have two knee replacements in here. Mind you, I got an 11-year-old daughter that has autism that I have to take care of, you know. So, like, I'm getting weaker and weaker. I can't hold my bowels. Like, it just comes out like water. I asked her, could she help me with the Depends? Like, she has a real nasty attitude, so... I was asking her, could I speak to the supervisor? And you know, I let her slide that time, you know, because she said she would do this and do that. And then the person that's working for me said, well, did you hear anything? And I'm like, no, I'm not hearing nothing. Well, you better call her back. So I call her back. And then that's when, you know, we just had the little disagreement. She was like, don't talk to me like that. Okay, lady, like, I don't have time. So we're here. We're here. I'm just asking for help. That's it.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
It.
So,
and that's
I would just like to apologize that you went through that. So, yes, ma'am. So, that department, the PCC, they would be, because they're the ones who work with the coordinator. So, I apologize about all of that. So that also partially answers your. Yes, ma'am. So that partially answers the second question. Ms. Gay is concerning the authorization, so they would also be the ones that would have the information on the authorization as well, since they would be the ones who would be coordinating that.
So regarding the authorization, will we need to talk to them, or can you assist us with sending authorization?
Yeah, so you would have to speak to them concerning the authorization.
You can't ask them to send us authorization. We need to speak with them direct.
Yes, because they're the ones in charge of that process. The authorization has to be done directly with them, since I wouldn't have the ability to. When it comes to any type of medical authorizations, including home health care, that's not something that I would be able to send them to. So when I transfer you to them,
you can put in a request.
No, I can't put in the request.
Okay, if you can transfer that to them, yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I do, was there anything else I could assist you with today?
I think that's it for now.
Okay, and are you satisfied with the response you received?
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Perfect, thank you. Give me just a quick moment so I can get you transferred.
Thank you. Thank you.
all children over age 2 need yearly well-child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your personal care connector. Thank you. All representatives are busy assisting other callers.
Thank you for calling the personal care coordination line. My name is Kelly. May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Stella from Family First Home Care. I have Rhonda Gay on the line.
Ms. Bella, what's the first initial of your last name?
J.
One second, ma'am. Ms. Bella, what's your telephone number, ma'am?
My direct line is 267-551-7406.
Is that a direct line?
Yes.
Can I have the MPI, your provider ID you're calling on behalf of?
Sure, give me 1 minute. I'll check it out for you. Sorry, I'm just checking it up because I don't know.
No worries.
So the NPI is 189-125-2755. I know it makes sometimes issues, so I can try with our text ID, but...
Now, do you have the provider ID? Usually for the home health agencies, the NPI doesn't work.
Right, so that's 3078-2894.
What's the name of the facility?
Family First Care.
All right, that's the wrong ID number that I put in. Can you give me the provider ID again, ma'am?
3078-2894.
And the last four of the text ID?
3555.
And you did mention that Ms. Gray is on the line. Can you provide me the participant's first name, last name, and her date of birth?
My last name is Gay. G as in girl, Gay. G-A-Y, not Gray.
Okay. Ms. Bella, can you provide me the participant's name and last name and her date of birth?
So her first name is Rhonda, R-O-N-D-A. Her last name is Gay, G-A-Y. And her date of birth is 12/13/1969.
Besides Keystone First Health Plan, does Ms. Gay have any other insurance?
No. No.
How can I assist you today?
So Ms. Gay, would you like to speak or should I speak to her?
You can speak.
Okay, so Rhonda will warn first about her service coordinator. She was not happy with her. She would like to check if we can switch it to a different one or speak with her supervisor because she has some complaints. And then she would like her home care authorization to be sent to Family First Home Care as we have an aide for her that's signing up. And she would like services with us. And then she also wants increase in hours.
You said in-person hours?
Increase in her home care hours.
Oh, increase hours.
Yes.
Give me a second. So in order, I can put in a request to have the service change and authorization and an increase in hours. It will go to the current service coordinator. If she put in a request to have the current service coordinator change, then that would take up to 5 business days.
Okay, but can you send in a request for authorization to be sent over to us? And then in the meantime, we'll just change service coordinator. But we want authorization like for next week. once the aid is fully ready, so services can start.
I can send this request to her and her supervisor. Right, right. That's the confusing part. You're saying she doesn't want to go through the service coordinator, but if I'm submitting this current service coordinator has to do it.
We have to ask the argument. So at this point, I feel like she's going to make me wait because she was like, well, the only thing I have available is the first week of September. But I've been calling her while she was on vacation. She came back on vacation from vacation August the 4th, and I even called her on that day, and I'm still asking her, can you help me? And she keeps, I'm just busy. Like, can you just text me? And, you know, she's not getting back to me, you know. And then when I call her, I'm like, just give me your supervisor number. She don't want to do that. You know, we had a real nasty argument, though. So I just feel like, you know, it's best just, you know, we get another worker.
Do you have anyone else that can send over the authorization until we get a new service coordinator?
I can send a message to her supervisor, you know, stating what Ms. Gay just provided. But the service coordinator has to submit it. Yeah, we can't disclose that. I'm going to send her an email with the information you just provided, but it does go through the service coordinator. So it's up to you guys how you want to proceed. I can email the supervisor. I'm doing that now.
You, sir, you said it would take like a week for me to get a new worker?
I'm a ma'am. 5 business days.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But you said it would, my apologies. You said it would take like a week?
5 business days.
I thought you said that to get a new service coordinator, it takes like a week.
5 business days.
Okay, I'm willing to wait those 5 business days because I don't want to go on with her. I don't.
Okay, so can
I just
send
feel like she's going to be nasty.
Okay, can you send an email to her supervisor?
Yeah,
we need a new service coordinator and we need authorization sent to Family First Home Care.
Okay, so
sure
I can send a message. I can't do that. I can send a message to the service coordinator supervisor stating the bad experience she had with Ms. White, and she's requesting for a change, and nothing has been done. Did you want to file a complaint against the service coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
And
can
about
I place
the
you, ladies? I can send
it
to the supervisor.
Okay.
No, so, ma'am, I can send it to the supervisor. The supervisor is going to send it to the current service coordinator. It's going to go to her until that change takes effect. There's nothing I can do about that to change that.
Got it.
And then I can put in a request to have the service coordinator change, and that will take up to 5 business days. And then I'm going to proceed with following the grievance.
Uh-huh.
Can I place you guys on a brief hold while I do some documenting?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All children over age 2 need yearly well-child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, take...
Thank you for holding, lady. So you was requesting for an increase in hour, a change of agencies, and what else? Just an outreach to the service coordinator?
I think that's it for now. Rhonda, do you need anything else?
And just the, the depends, I was asking her Yeah, but she told me to go to the doctors or something to ask the doctors, yeah. And that would be the last resort. If the doctor don't do it, then she would give me an authorization.
Well, yeah, so the pens, they would go, you would need a script from the doctor, and they send it to a DME supplier. That wouldn't actually go through the service coordinator. That's through the insurance company.
Oh, also get the script from the doctor. She told me to get the pens and everything from the doctor. Mm-hmm. Have them
so
he writes a
script and send it to a DME supplier. The DME supplier can set up delivery for the pens and things of that sort, but it will go through the primary care physician or the doctor, any attending doctor.
All right. So get the script from the doctor, because my doctor right down the street from me, and then I would have to call the coordinator, or they're going to call the coordinator. Mm-mm.
So you get a script from the doctor. The doctor is going to send it to a DME supplier. Or if he give you the script and you send it to a DME supplier, I can give you the list of durable medical equipment companies, or I can provide you the durable medical equipment company that supplies the incontinence with the insurance. There's two phone numbers. Is one where you set up an account so they can assist with delivery. And what's the other one? Wait a minute, because I'm doing 100 different things, so just give me 1 second. But I'm going to get back to you on that. Just can I place you on a brief hold?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Oh, my. Wait,
thank you for holding, Ms. Gay. What's your telephone number, ma'am?
445-310-4005.
I can change it on our side, but that's not the phone number we have, and that's not the number the state has. Did you want to update it on our side and with the state? Because
yes.
The service coordinator
yes.
has another phone number.
We just updated it, actually.
Yeah.
It's not showing.
In
what's the old phone number, ma'am?
I think it was 605-9855. 215-605-9855.
That's not the number.
That's your old one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the number we have.
Oh, well, that's the last one I had. Something is not right because the coordinator came out here. That's how I got with True Home Care. She came here. Like.
All right. Since
and
you
I've
can't
been
provide.
With True Home Care for a minute.
The old phone number for me
the
to update it. Can you
number?
Provide me? Since you can't provide it, do you have another ID number so I can update it? Or can you provide me the ID number? Because I can't change it without some proof of, you know, that old number, but you can't verify that number.
That was my last number.
That's
you need
number
her Medicaid ID?
She would have to provide it to me.
Where would the Medicaid ID be at?
On a card.
What card? My insurance card?
On the bottom of the card.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Alright, wait a minute. I just pulled them out. I just had it. I have the card. Okay. Wait a minute, I got one. Alright, you said at the bottom of the card. Is the PCN number or the participant ID number? I see state ID number.
The state ID number.
Okay, 00157497733.
All right, so I am going to update it and to the new phone number to the 445-310-4005. I would advise reaching out to the PA Customer Service Center to let them know of the telephone number update. Do you want their phone number?
Is that the when you get food stamps and all that?
Yes.
The county assistance office. I've been called them. Everything is changed over. I get mail from them and everything.
The service coordinator has a, they have an old telephone number, the phone number we have on file.
I don't know why, sir. I'm telling you, the lady came
I'm a ma'am.
Out here. The service. Okay.
I think we shouldn't bother about the phone number right now. We can do that a different time, Rhonda. Okay?
So don't change the phone number? That's what you're stating?
No, you can change the phone number with her end, but changing it with Medicaid, Rhonda, we'll do it together.
Okay, give me a minute. Can I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Yeah.
Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family.
Thank you for holding. What's the current service coordinator's name?
I don't even know. I forget her name. I got her number, though.
What's the phone number?
It is 215-532-9268.
All right, can I place you on another brief hold?
Okay.
Checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year.
Thank you for holding. And what's the reason you wanted to change the service coordinator?
Oh, because we had a nasty argument, and I don't feel comfortable with her at this point. You know, she's not doing her job timely. I don't think so.
Can I please turn another brief?
I gave her notice last month on vacation and called her back on her vacation date. She has been doing nothing but giving me the runaround, and she said fucking September.
Can I place you on another brief hold?
Like, I need help now. I need help now.
Can I
if
place
you
on
can't
another
help
brief
me,
hold?
I asked you to give me the supervisor number. She didn't even want to provide that to me.
Can I place you on another brief hold?
Yes, you can.
Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby.
That's not being professional at all. Why should I do that? That means she's going to be sarcastic at this point.
All children over age 2 need yearly well-child checkups with their doctor.
I guess they
call
don't
today to make checkup appointments for all your children.
Everybody is not the same. Everybody's behavior is different. And I think they should respond at a time with manner.
Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children age 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor.